This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says discussions ongoing regarding economic reform and constitution amendment. Five people die in road accident in Baglung district this morning. 29 Conference of Parties to United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, COP29, begins in Baku, Azerbaijan today. And Israeli airstrikes kill dozens of people in Gaza, Lebanon and Syria as death toll continues to rise. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has announced that discussions about economic reforms and potential constitutional amendments are ongoing. Prime Minister Oli made such remarks in his brief interaction with a journalist at the VIP launch of the Biratnagar Airport in Morang District. Prime Minister Oli was welcomed by various leaders and officials of the Kosi province, including the province Chief Minister Hikmat Kumar Karki. Prime Minister Oli arrived in Biratnagar to preside over the 13th convocation ceremony of the BP Koirala Institute of Health Sciences in Dharan. Five people, including the van driver, died when a pickup van en route to Baglung Bazar from Chisti in Baglung met with an accident near Berthala of the district this morning. The deceased were identified as van driver 38-year-old Mahindra Poon, 20-year-old Rashmi Shris, 50-year-old Nand Kali Poon, 17-year-old Neeraj Shris and 75-year-old Kul Prasad Shris of Jaimini 8, Chisti. Similarly, 45-year-old Ganga Bahadur Shris of the same place, who sustained injuries in various parts of the body in the accident, was brought to Dhaulagiri Hospital for treatment. Police inspector and information officer at the district police office, Kesav Thapa, said that the pickup van fell more than 500 meters below the road, causing several deaths and injuries. The 29th Conference of Parties to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, COP29, has begun in Baku, Azerbaijan. COP29 will continue till 22nd of November. According to the President's Secretariat, President Ramchandra Paudal is leading a Nepali delegation to participate in the Global Climate Summit. President Paudal is scheduled to present the issue of earth and mountain security before the heads of state and high-ranking officials of more than 192 countries in COP29. According to the Ministry of Forest and Environment, 6 thematic working papers have been prepared on climate finance, climate-induced loss and damage, carbon trade, emission measurement, mountain agenda, technology and capacity building, climate change adaptation and inclusion. Similarly, preparations are also underway to pile pressure for the effective implementation of the Climate Loss and Damage Fund established at COP28 in Dubai, United Arab Emirates last year. In accordance with Article 67(2) of the Constitution of Nepal, President Ramchandra Paudal designated Vice President Ramshai Prasad Yadav to look after the affairs executed by him during his absence. Therefore, Vice President Yadav is assigned responsibility of acting president at present. President Paudal is scheduled to return on 15th of November. The CPN Maoist Center has approved the names of candidates for the upcoming by-election to be held on 1st of December. In a meeting of office bearers held today, the party confirmed the candidates recommended by provincial and district committees for the local level by-elections. Vice Chairperson and Spokesperson of CPN Maoist Center, Agni Prasad Sapkota, informed the media that the meeting also focused on planning strategies to ensure victory in the elections. Spokesperson Sapkota urged all party leaders and cadres to work together for victory in the elections. Additionally, the party decided to conduct awareness programs by mobilizing the masses till the second week of December. The Maoist Center also shared that its central committee will meet on 17th of December to review election results and discuss further programs. Ilam's Mai Pokhari, a Ramsar site, is set to host a multi-religious festival, Hindu, Buddhist and Kirat, starting today. This two-day event aims to boost tourism in the region. Mai Pokhari is situated in Ward 2 of Sandakpur Rural Municipality, Ilam District. Renowned Nepali parkour athlete and Guinness World Record holder Dinesh Sunar has received the International Mother Teresa Award 2024. The Swarna Bharat Parivar Trust recently presented this prestigious award to Sunar in New Delhi, India, for his exceptional contributions to society. Sunar is the first person from Nepal to win the award. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Israeli forces have killed at least 36 people in Gaza and 23 others in Lebanon, further escalating the ongoing conflict. The deadliest of the strikes occurred in Gaza's Jabalia refugee camp in the northern part of the enclave, where 36 people were killed in a single attack. According to Al Jazeera, 23 people died in a bombing of the village of Almat, located just north of Beirut in Lebanon. The total death toll in Gaza reached a staggering 43,063 since 7th of October 2023. The death toll in Lebanon has also surged, with the health ministry confirming 38 casualties in one day, bringing the total number of Lebanese victims to at least 3,189. The violence has not been confined to Gaza and Lebanon. Syrian state media reported that Israeli airstrikes also targeted Damascus, the capital of Syria, where a residential building was hit, leaving at least 7 people dead. The situation in Gaza remains dire, with widespread destruction and an ongoing humanitarian crisis exacerbated by the blockade and the severe restriction on aid. The conflict has provoked widespread international condemnation, with calls for a ceasefire and greater humanitarian access to the affected regions, though diplomatic efforts to de-escalate the violence have thus far been unsuccessful. Ukrainian authorities issued air raid alerts for most of the country on Monday after Russian strikes killed at least 6 people in the south of the country. The agence France Press reports that Russian airstrikes killed at least 6 people in the southern Ukraine a day after Moscow and Kyiv launched record overnight drone attacks on each other. Similarly, Russia and Ukraine have carried out their largest drone attacks against each other since the start of the war. On the other hand, Russia's defense ministry said it intercepted 84 Ukrainian drones over 6 regions, including some approaching Moscow, which forced flights to be diverted from 3 of the capital's major airports. According to the BBC, Ukraine's Air Force said Russia launched 145 drones toward every part of the country on Saturday night, with most shot down. The barrages come amid expectations that U.S. President-elect Donald Trump may put pressure on both sides to end the conflict. Ukraine's attempted strike on Moscow was also the biggest attack on the capital since the war began and was described as massive by the region's governor. Haiti's Prime Minister Garry Conille has been fired from the country's ruling council less than 6 months after he took office. According to the BBC, an executive order signed by 8 of the council's 9 members named businessman and former Haiti Senate candidate Alex Didier Fils Aimé as Conille's replacement. Conille, a former United Nations official, was brought in to lead Haiti through an ongoing gang-led security crisis and had been expected to help pave the way for the country's first presidential elections since 2016. Garry Conille described his ousting as illegal, saying in a letter seen by Reuters news agency that it raised serious concerns about Haiti's future. Haiti currently has neither a president nor a parliament, and according to its constitution, only the latter can sack a sitting prime minister. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of hilly regions of the country. There are chances of light snowfall at a few places of high hilly and mountainous region of the country. There is also partial impact of westerly winds and local winds across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says discussions ongoing regarding economic reform and constitution amendment. 5 people die in road accident in Baglung district this morning. 29th Conference of Parties to United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change COP29 begins in Baku, Azerbaijan today. And Israeli airstrikes kill dozens of people in Gaza, Lebanon and Syria as death toll continue to rise. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 p.m. in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.